I have with me Ben Burgess. He's here. He is a professor of philosophy at Rutgers and is the author of Give Them an Argument, Logic for the Left. This is where he's urging the leftists to be more persuasive and logical. Ben, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
And so are you a liberal?
I'm a leftist. I wouldn't call myself a liberal, but I'm a socialist. I'm a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Hey, what's the difference between a socialist, a liberal and a leftist?
Well, I think that liberals, think about like the difference between the proposals that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders put out recently about student loans, that Warren wants to means test it. So only some student loans are forgiven. It's only up to $50,000, et cetera. Whereas Sanders wants a universal program. And I think also, I think liberals want to more tinker with what we've got right now, and socialists want to make more dramatic changes.
And so you are a socialist.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have you always been a socialist?
I've been a socialist for a long time. I think that the economic system that we've got right now isn't working for most people. You see evidence of that all over the place. We have the richest country in the world. Millions of people, still don't have health care or have health care they can't afford to use. We have
is the system we have now working for you?
Irrelevant.
How is that irrelevant?
It's totally irrelevant because whether or not it works for me has nothing to do with whether it's unjust. I could be wealthy and successful much more than I am, and it would still remain true that if there were millions of people in the richest country in the world who were homeless, millions of people who didn't have health care, et cetera, that system was unjust. Of course, the right always likes to play this game that if you criticize capitalism and you're poor, it's because you're envious of other people's money. If you criticize capitalism and you're rich.
I want to go back to my question, Ben. The system that we have now, is it working for you?
Why do you think that's relevant, Jesse?
Well, just answer the question. I'll tell you why. Is it working for you?
It's working okay for me. It could be working better. Now tell me why it's relevant.
So are you saying, yes, it is working for you?
Let's say for the sake of argument, yes. Sure. Why is it relevant?
And so if it's working for you, why don't you teach others how to make it work for them rather than setting them up to use them for a personal gain? Why don't you teach them how and why it's working for you?
Well, there's a massive logical leap there from the premise that it's working for me to the conclusion that therefore anybody who wanted to or anybody who did the same things that I do that would work for them, that doesn't follow. Different people have different advantages in life. Just because some people are successful within a system, that doesn't mean everybody could be successful. Even if everybody,
but you're still not telling me, Ben.
Even if every individual could be successful, it still wouldn't follow that every individual could be successful. If everybody had got a middle class job, then nobody would be picking the food, and society would collapse. So this idea mobility is a solution to structure.
I ask you, why don't you teach those who don't know apparently how you are doing it, how you do it to cause it to work for you? Why don't you teach them that? And see what the outcome is. You don't know if it's going to work for them or not because you have not taught them your way, the way you're doing it. Why not? Why haven't you taught them that?
Why have I Why? Okay, so I want to be really clear. So what you're suggesting here is that I switch from teaching philosophy to teaching business, personal life coaching, something like that.
What I'm suggesting is that you said this system is working for you. And so rather than trying to turn these people into little socialists so that you can use them for your own personal gain, why not teach them?
Wait a second. How is that my personal gain?
Because the whole purpose of socialism is to use people for your own personal gain, to gain power and wealth.
No, it isn't.
Rather than using them, setting them up to use them, why not teach them what you know?
So hold on, what you're saying doesn't make the slightest bit of sense. You're saying two things that can't both be true. You're saying that capitalism is working just fine for me.
You said it's working for you.
You're also saying that by encouraging people to be socialists, I'm using them for my personal gain.
That's the only reason for socialism.
If capitalism is working so well for me, what do I have to gain from moving to socialism?
In reality, that's the only reason for socialism is to dumb the people down, addict them to you so that you can use them for personal gain. That's all Bernie Sanders is doing.
Are you making assertions or do you have some sort of argument for that?
Bernie Sanders is a very wealthy man, and rather than teaching people how to become wealthy people, he offered them free stuff in order to dumb them down, in order to control them for personal gain, to gain power and wealth.
Everything you just said you just said is wrong. Since you had me on, are you going to give me a chance to explain why everything you just said is wrong?
Yes.
All right, excellent. First of all, the idea that Bernie Sanders should be teaching other people, you know, how to get $1 million or whatever is ridiculous, because what he would be teaching them is, well, first you run for president after the end of decades of public service, and then you write a book about it. That's not exactly a universal path to economic success.
You're making money off that.
Far from dumbing people down, giving people things like universal health care actually gives them more options in life, because right now—
No, it doesn't.
It does, because it's cheapening them for your personal gain.
Because
right now, people are afraid to lose the jobs that they have because their health care is associated with it. So you want to keep your head down. You want to do everything your boss says, because if you lose your job, you and your family will lose your health care. If you want to give people more options, be able to go back to school, be able to start their own businesses, et cetera, they're much better off. They're in a much better position to do that if they have national health insurance.
So do you have your own health insurance?
I have health insurance that's provided by my employer.
And so if you can live off, but
I would much rather have national health insurance. I lived in South Korea for 3 years. I had national health insurance there. That was way better.
So you would rather have free insurance that someone else is paying for than to have your own?
First of all, I'd be paying for it too. Everybody's paying for it. That's how that works. But when we pool our money together, it's much cheaper and more efficient to have a health insurance that way.
Why did you leave South Korea?
When you talk about other people paying for it, that's incredibly just mathematically misleading. People are paying, the average taxpayer pays much less in systems with universal health care like Canada for health care. Than the average taxpayer pays in the United States for a private health insurance premium.
When you were in South Korea, you said
taxes plus their private health insurance premium versus what they pay for the raised taxes under a system with universal health insurance.
When you were in South Korea, you said you received free health care, right?
I received health care that was paid for by taxes, of course.
And so why didn't you stay there?
Why didn't I stay there? Because that's not the only factor. But trust me, it's not because the health insurance is better here.
Amazing. And so do you believe that people are so dumbed down and lazy that you need to encourage free stuff for them? They don't have the ability to strive in life and succeed as you have done and are doing. Do you believe most people don't have that in them? They need you to take care of them?
No, not at all. I don't think that people are
then dumb. Why are you offering them that?
I think that right now, human potential is quashed because we have a system where people are under the thumb of bosses because people are terrified to lose their job because they lose their health insurance. Same deal with college tuition, that if you lose the job right now, you're worried that you wouldn't be able to send your kids to school. I think that they would have much more options in life.
I want to move on because of time. Do you work for someone else right now?
You said that at the beginning of the segment,
right.
So you know the answer to that question.
And what's the answer?
Yes, you when you introduced me, you said I did work for somebody else.
Are you terrified of losing your job or losing your health care?
Well, I am in much less fear of that than a lot of other people are for a few reasons, one of which is that I have a union, right? There's the faculty union where I am, and unionized employees are have much more protection than non-unionized employees. Secondly, people, not everybody is in an equally good position to get another job if this one falls through.
And they don't have the ability to do what you're doing.
But of course, not everybody has the same options. That's just a statement of fact.
So now, you're saying that most people are so dumb and lazy or mentally off that they can't do what you're doing.
No, that is total nonsense. Those are the words you put in my mouth. That's not something that I believe.
But that's how you treat them. That's how you treat them.
Dumb and lazy. I think people have tremendous potential that's being quashed.
Well, why don't you encourage that? Rather than encouraging,
I am encouraging that.
No, you're encouraging a dependency on someone else.
What unleashes that potential is giving people the economic basis so they have more options in life.
Are you for reparations? The Democrats are pushing for reparation for black people. Are you for reparation for black people?
Sounds good to me. I guess you're against it. Why?
Are you for it?
I think that right now it's probably a better idea just tactically to work on narrowing the racial wealth gap with universal social programs that would benefit everybody but would disproportionately benefit minorities because they have been the most brutalized by this system. But I'm not against reparations. I understand you're against them, though. Can you tell me why?
I'm black and slow. So I need a yes or no first. Are you for reparation for black people?
Sure, let's say yes, Jesse.
No. Let's don't do a yes. Let's say yes. I want to know, Ben Burgess, are you for reparation for black people?
I think you'll find that sometimes issues are too complicated for a one-syllable answer. I gave you the sentence. If you don't like that, let's just simplify it to yes.
No, that's not an answer, Burgess.
What I'm telling you
Ben Burgess, are you for reparations?
It's not a simple yes or no.
Why not? Why isn't that a simple yes or no question?
Because you could agree that reparations would be justified, but think that strategically, in terms of what you're going to get the best winning political coalition right now, another strategy might be better. Now, if what you mean is, do I think that reparations...
Ben, I'm quite clear what I mean. I ask, are you, Ben Burgess, in favor of reparations for black people? Yes or no?
Do I think that reparations would be justified?
That's not my question.
Well, if that's what you mean, the answer is yes.
That's not my question. That's not what I mean.
Is do I think the best strategy for narrowing the wealth?
That's not my question.
Right now, that's going to get the best winning coalition is reparations right now, this minute.
Are you a professor of philosophy and you can't even answer simple questions?
Because your simple question is misleading. It's a false dilemma. Either you know what you're saying, it's a logical fallacy. You're saying
I haven't said anything. It was a question. Are you for reparation for black people?
You don't think something could be a loaded, misleading question? You think those are impossible? Those never exist?
Right. It doesn't. To a liar, a deceiver, it's hard for them because they don't want to answer the truth.
Uh-huh. Or for somebody who's capable of thinking more complicated thoughts than, yes, I totally agree with this, or no, I totally disagree with this. Sometimes the truth is complicated.
Are you for the wall, the big, beautiful wall going up around the borders to stop the illegal aliens from coming in?
Absolutely not. You are, I guess, so. Why?
So let me ask.
That one's simple. No.
Illegal aliens are coming in, and as you know, they are destroying America, but
I don't
Black America.
Nonsense, actually.
Black America first and foremost. They ended up in the urban areas first, which affects Black people, and they're taking jobs and education, health care. You want Black people to have free health care, right? They're coming in, and they're ended up in the. Let me finish, Ben. And they're ended up in the county hospitals and facilities where Black people go and get free medical care. They are ended up in the public school system where Black people are getting free education. They're running Blacks out of their communities. They're bringing drugs and crime. So Black people are being affected first and foremost. Do you care that Black people are being affected first and foremost in a negative way by illegal aliens? Does that bother you?
The premise of your question is just false. Undocumented immigrants don't.
That's not my question, Ben. Does that bother you?
They actually commit violent crimes at a lower rate than people who are born here. So that part's just nonsense. They also pay in,
Ben.
Taxes because undocumented immigrants who work in the system use fake social security numbers.
Ben, you run it again.
Taxes, but they don't take services. So what you said is the opposite of the truth.
Ben, you're running. You're a deceiver. You're running.
I'm not running. I'm telling you.
They're not undocumented.
You stated a bunch of falsehoods.
Listen.
And said, do these falsehoods bother you? I am explaining to you why they are false.
So what you're saying, no, you don't care that it's affecting Black people, right? You care more about the illegals than you do the Blacks.
No. Because your premise, your reason for thinking that these are in conflict is just wrong.
They are not undocumented. They are illegal aliens, man.
Too many people, if you're worried that people are losing their jobs, if you're worried that people don't have health care, there are much better solutions than breaking up families and keeping people in concentration camps.
Ben, does it bother you that Blacks are being... I'm not asking you about that. Ben, that's not what I'm asking you about. I'm asking, does it bother you that Black people are being affected first and foremost by illegal Black Americans, by illegal aliens coming in? Are you bothered by that?
I'm sorry? That's not true.
Amazing.
First of all, your premise that the cause of Black poverty is illegal immigrants is total nonsense for reasons I just explained. Secondly, if we're concerned with how to alleviate that poverty, you're talking about people.
Ben, I'm not asking about any of those things. I haven't asked about any of those things. I'm Black and slow, but not that Black and slow.
You said that they were losing their jobs. You said that.
I asked you, does that bother you?
Okay. What you're saying doesn't bother me because it's not true.
Have you looked into it?
If it were true, there would be better solutions than building the Berlin Wall on the border.
It's well documented.
Families and putting people in concentration camps where children.
Let me ask you this, Ben. Why do people like you clearly deny what's really happening to Black people? But you pretend to be so concerned about illegal aliens. Why are you denying Black people rather than trying to really show them and help them in the right way? Why are you denying what's happening to Black people? Why are you pretending you don't see it?
A logical fallacy I talk about in the book is begging the question, and begging the question is when you're assuming what you're trying to prove, which is what you're doing right now. You have a
why are you pretending not to see it?
To the assumption that you're right and I'm wrong about all this, and you're asking why I'm denying the truth. What I'm saying is that you are denying the truth. That as a matter of fact, it's just not true. That
are you an honest man, Ben?
Yes, I am. I don't believe you are.
So do you agree with me that the left have no logic?
What I say in the book is that people on the left should care more about
logic. Ben, you're not answering that question either. I just ask you, Do you agree with me that the left have no logic?
Charlatans like you who have made in the last several minutes, you keep saying they're just questions. They're not questions. You're making assertions of fact, and you're saying, you know, illegal immigrants are doing all this harm to black people. Why don't
man? You're running like a beta male. Are you a beta male? Beta. Beta male.
Stupid enough to believe that the phrase beta male means anything.
You are a beta male. I'm surprised you. Well, not surprised you're a leftist. You, if you were not a beta male, you wouldn't be a leftist.
Yeah, because a sign of being secure in your masculinity.
No. You're beta.
I would say, I'm not a beta male. I'm not a beta male. You know, you're a beta male.
Beta.
Ridiculous, Jesse.
Beta.
The fact that you feel to resort to this nonsense.
Let me ask you, Ben.
Shows that you know that you don't have a leg to stand on in the argument.
Ben.
If you had an argument, you'd make it. You don't have an argument for your views. Ben. So instead of making it, you rely on nonsensical taunts about
Ben.
Who's in the mail.
Ben.
Ben, try to disguise your arguments as questions. It's pathetic.
Ben, where does logic come from?
Logic is about how the premise.
I didn't ask what is it about. I asked where does it come from.
I have no idea what you even mean by that.
I didn't think so. So let me ask. And you're a professor.
Is it because it comes from God? Is that where you're going with this?
You are a professor of philosophy at Rutgers, right? And yet, you have no logic. You don't even know where it comes from.
Oh, really? I have no logic because I keep on trying to explain what's wrong with your arguments, and you keep talking over me and claiming you're not making arguments. You're just asking questions as if you didn't know that there was such a thing as a loaded question. I keep trying to focus on the arguments, and you're trying to do this petty schoolyard taunt about beta males.
Beta! Let me ask Ben. Ben, do you support abortion? You're in favor of abortion?
I don't believe that the state should force anybody to remain.
I didn't ask that. Do you support abortion?
I support abortion rights.
Do you support abortion, Ben?
Do you mean that I think everybody is pregnant? Like, what do you mean support abortion? I support.
Are you for?
Abortion should be legal. Is that what you're asking?
You think abortion should be? Do you support abortion personally? Are you in support of abortion?
Do I think that women should?
That's not. What's wrong with you?
Because you're being very unclear, Jesse.
I asked, do you support abortion? How is that unclear?
Okay. Well, I said I support abortion rights, but you said that's not what you mean. Do I think abortion is wrong? No, I don't. I think that people should be able to make whatever decision they want about their own bodies.
Are you married?
Yes.
If your wife was pregnant for you, and at some point she decided, I'm going to kill your baby, I'm inside my womb, would you say, go ahead, honey, it's your body, do what you want? No, he's not,
Jeffy. First of all, the idea that a literally mindless collection of cells in the first
I just place, asked you a say, simple, yes, another but, simple
but,
question.
But you are saying that it would be killing.
No, I didn't say anything. I asked a question.
You said 2 seconds ago that it would be killing a baby, and I'm explaining that that's just not true.
Ben.
That a literally mindless collection of cells that has not yet begun to form.
So let me put it this way.
It's not a baby.
Since you won't answer that, let's say that your wife is pregnant. 9 months pregnant, on the way to the hospital to have the baby, and decide on the way to the hospital, I'm not going to have this baby. I don't
That's
like Ben. And
no
if she decide that she's going to kill the baby at the 9th month, let the baby die, would you be okay with that?
No, and neither would any doctor.
Would you stop her from doing that? Would you stop her from doing that?
I wouldn't need to because there's no doctor who would go along with that. It's a paranoid, delusional fantasy. What they would do is they would induce labor. That's how it would work in the real world. I know that you probably
delusional nonsense, partial abortion,
but that's not how it works, Jesse.
Ben, you know who Pete Buttigieg is? You know he's running for president out of Indiana?
I know who you're referring to.
He is for abortion at the 9th month. Do you agree with him?
I don't think that's a fair characterization of what he says.
Do you agree with him?
I don't. Sure. Let's say, look, you are distorting beyond recognition.
All I'm doing is asking a question, and you're running.
No, but your questions Beta. Are based on false factual claims. You're saying he supports this thing that he doesn't support. Do I agree with him? I agree with what he actually says. I don't agree with how you characterize it.
In New York, they passed a bill that if a woman is having an abortion at the 9th month and the baby should come out alive, you can let the baby down to medical table. You support that?
I don't think that's an accurate characterization of the law in New York.
You're not an honest man, Bill. Ben. What's wrong with you?
I don't think
you're worse than your wife.
I think that you have made a number of assertions on subjects ranging from abortion to illegal aliens that are provably false. And you make these assertions.
So let me ask this.
Up to a question.
All I have done is ask you questions.
That is not all you're doing.
And you have dodged every question.
I have not dodged a single question. I have in every case explained.
Now you lied about that.
Shit is false. You have every time you ask a question, you make a bunch of false assertions.
Bill.
You say this is going on.
Bill.
Do you care about that?
Bill.
It's
Bill.
Not dodging the question to say it is not Bill. Going on, that you are just lying about that.
Ben, I have only asked you questions, and
you
have dodged every question. And now you're lying about dodging the questions.
No, you are.
How
lying.
Do you live
you
with yourself?
They ask me questions. You every single question you have asked has started with a false statement. You say, "Oh, this is going on. Do you care about that?" If somebody makes a false statement, this is going on. Why don't
Ben,
you care about
it's
it?
Not going to work.
Dodging the question to tell them that the premise of the question is false.
Let me ask this way.
False.
Let me ask you this, and watch you run again. Blacks used to be in construction, housekeeping. Field jobs, services, and restaurants. Today, jobs have been stolen by illegals and so-called immigrants.
Okay,
does that bother you?
You get to the question that you're
just
asking.
Does that bother you?
You just made a statement of fact. You claimed that these jobs are being stolen by illegals, and I'm going to dispute that claim, and you're going to pretend that I'm dodging your
question. You don't care about black people. What does that feel like not to secretly care about black people?
Even you aren't dishonest enough to believe that.
Do you love black people?
I want the best for all people. I don't know that it's that honest to say that I love,
Do you love black people?
Black or white, but I certainly
Ben
want
Burgess,
the best for everybody.
Ben Burgess, do you love black people? Do you love black people?
I wouldn't say that I love random people of any race that I haven't met, but I certainly want what's best for everybody.
Ben, do you love black people, Lessa?
You really are amazing.
Amazing! Amazing!
You love every black person?
I love all people.
Every single one.
Yes.
Every person
yes.
you've ever met. I think that if you use the word love that way,
I love all black people. I love all people. Do you love all black people?
No more and no less than I love all white people.
So you can't answer that. Maybe you can answer this one. Do you love the great white hope?
If you're referring to our barely literate racist disaster of a president, then no.
You don't love the president?
I do not love the president whatsoever.
You hate the president? You hate
yes.
President Trump?
Yes, I hate President
Trump. And why do you hate him? Are you a Christian?
No.
Are you an atheist?
Yes.
No wonder. And why have you always been an atheist?
For a long time.
And were you always an atheist?
No, not always, but I have.
Were you a Christian at one point?
No.
You've never been a Christian?
I've never been a Christian.
What were you before you became an atheist?
The religion that I believed in before I was an atheist was Judaism.
Oh, are you Jewish?
Yeah, I've come from a mixed background, but yeah, yes, I was going to synagogue for a while. I believed in, I believed in Judaism. I have but now I'm an atheist.
What caused you to stop believing in Judaism?
thinking about the arguments, the problem from evil that they have the suggestion that there is an all good and all powerful being is inconsistent with the undeserved suffering that exists in the world. So I think that's a good argument against the existence of God.
So you don't believe in God at all?
I'm happy to talk about that. I think it would be much more interesting to hear why you're defending Donald Trump.
Why do you hate the great white hope, President Trump? Why do you hate him?
Family separation would be a good place to start.
What do you mean by family separation?
His policy, unprecedented, of taking both undocumented immigrants and refugees, in many cases, who have a legal right under treaties that the United States has signed to have their cases properly processed and not be imprisoned, you know, just for coming to seek refugee status.
And so, did you hate Obama for doing the same thing? Did you hate the fallen Messiah, Obama, for doing the same thing?
First of all, he did not do the same thing.
He separated the illegal aliens' children from the parents for a while there. They were in cages, as you would say. Did you hate Obama for doing that?
So, one, it was not the same thing.
Did you hate Obama for doing that? That's the question.
So, I wouldn't say that I hate Obama, but I was never.
So you hate the president for doing it, but
I was very critical.
But you don't hate Obama for doing it.
I was very critical of Obama's.
But you don't hate him. But you didn't hate him.
I constantly criticized Obama's immigration policies. As bad as they were, though, they are not as bad as Trump's. That's a false equivalence.
So, but you didn't hate Obama for doing it before President Trump, right?
About children in cages under Obama, what you're talking about is unaccompanied minors.
Ben Burgess.
People who came over by themselves.
Hey, Ben.
About people who were stolen from their parents.
Ben, you're running now. A beta male. You're running like a beta again. So you...
The fact that you would resort to that proves
Ben,
that you know you don't have a leg to
Ben,
stand on.
So you hate Trump for doing it, but you didn't hate Obama for doing it, and Obama did it before...
Obama didn't do
before
it.
Before the president...
That's just a lie, Jesse.
Before the great white hope did it.
When you're talking... You know,
so let me ask you this.
Did not engage in family separation. The people.
That's not true.
When you're talking now, there are family detention centers.
You don't even care about family. You're a socialist.
Which is also bad, and I'm also against that. But family separation is worse, and that is a Trump innovation.
Ben.
When you see pictures of kids in cages under Obama, those were people who
were
unaccompanied minors.
Ben. Ben, you carried on like my wife if I had one. Stop it.
I'm surprised. I'm amazed that you don't, Jesse.
So let me ask, what is it like to hate the president? What is that like for you to hate the great white hope, to hate the President Trump? What is that like to hate him?
I think that anybody who has basic elementary human decency would despise somebody who carries out family separation.
What is it like for you on a daily
basis
to hate the president on a daily basis? What is it like for Ben Burgess to hate the president?
On a daily basis, I don't think about it that much.
You have to if you hate him.
No, that doesn't follow. What? Well, like that's you can't hate somebody and only sometimes think about them.
Have to think of him daily in order to hate him.
Okay, if that's what you mean by hate, then I don't hate him, but I have no positive feelings about him and only negative ones.
Amazing. So, Ben, my final question.
Yeah.
You're for student loans not being paid, forgiving student loan for so-called students, right?
Yes, for the 44 million Americans whose life choices are currently constrained by having.
Did you go to college?
Is that a serious question?
Yes.
I think you can tell me the answer.
Did you go to college?
You want the posture and pose like you're an alpha male, Jesse? Just say what you mean. Don't hide behind asking questions.
I just asked a simple question. Did you go to college, Ben?
No, it's not a real question because you know the answer. Get to the point.
What is the answer to that?
Say what you mean. Don't hide behind
questions. Ben, that's not going to work. What is the answer to that?
So is this how an alpha male asks that they ask questions they know the answer to?
So you say yes, you went to college?
Because they're too afraid to just come out and ask the question.
Ben, you saying yes, you went to college?
You know the answer to this. I'm not playing your game. Say what you mean or don't say it.
Did you pay for your college degree or was it the loan forgiven? Did you pay for your college education or was the loan forgiven?
You know the loan hasn't been forgiven. You know I went to college. Now say what you mean.
Did you pay for your education?
I'm still in the process of paying for that, like many people are.
And so how are you able to pay for it?
How am I able to make payments for it? Because I have a job where I can afford to do that. Not everybody
Why
does.
Not suggest that for everyone?
Okay. So you think that
I'm asking you, why not suggest that for everyone?
Perfect. Let's talk about why not suggest that for everybody. Because what you're doing is something called the fallacy of composition. The fallacy of composition is when you say if something is true of one person, or maybe even it's true of every individual, then it could be true for all of them. Like that's like saying that the molecules that make up the Brooklyn Bridge are invisible, so the Brooklyn Bridge is invisible. Just because individuals can get better jobs – that individuals can be upwardly mobile, that can get middle-class jobs.
That doesn't
follow that everybody could get a middle-class job. If everybody got a middle-class job, then the economy would collapse.
Doing
the jobs at the bottom of the economy. And that's the answer to your question. That's why it wouldn't make sense to try to solve this crisis by getting everybody to get one of those jobs.
But you're
not interested in the answers to the questions.
I gotta run. So let me ask, you don't believe there is a God?
No, although honestly, I think it's a silly thing to focus on. There are plenty of Christians who agree with me about everything I've said about politics here today.
So, Ben, you don't believe there is a God?
But no, I am personally not a believer, no.
That there is a God. You don't believe that one even exists?
I do not believe that, no.
How can people get your book?
They can buy it Amazon, Barnes & Noble, pretty much everywhere books are sold.
So the book is... Give them an argument. Well, you did a good job today giving them an argument.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, Ben.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Amazing. Amazing. Super chats. That was interesting. What do you think about that?
It makes sense why he's an atheist. It's just a very... shallow way of thinking, because he has no vision of anything, no light.
I think they know, they just won't tell the truth.
No, I think that...
Because they avoid the question. You don't think they even
think
know
that,
the truth?
And I think that he was being very honest, because in the sense of he believes these lies, so he believes that he's being honest.
Amazing.
So he's being honest about the lies that he believes. That's how I think.
Blah, blah, blah. Talk about blah, 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 blah.
That was interesting.
But did you notice, as Nick is saying, the mask slips when I ask questions? They're unmasked. They can't be honest. They'll pause and look around and then go off into this whole nothing to avoid the question, which indicates they know the answer.
I just think that he totally thought you were lying about everything. So
but I didn't say that. I just asked questions, so I didn't lie about anything.
Well, if he doesn't believe your question, he's not going to be able to answer yes or no.
Amazing. Amazing.